Wisconsin has 18,000 Guard and Reserve members. More than 2,300 in the Guard and 1,600 in the Reserves have now been activated. Governor Doyle wants to thank their employers.
Each one of them has to cope with the sudden loss of a valued worker, and each one of them has the obligation to make the transition as easy as possible when the worker returns from active duty.
Doyle highlighted several major companies supporting their citizen soldier employees, including American Family Insurance, Alliant Energy, Kraft Foods, and UW Hospital. Terry Wilkerson is a vice president at the hospital. 40 employees there are in the reserves. So far, 6 have been activated.
If someone is activated and recalled to active duty, we will maintain their benefits until they return to the job. And also, if there's a difference between military pay and civilian pay, we will make up the difference in their salary.
Governor Doyle says similar financial support is under consideration for state workers who get deployed. The state of Wisconsin is the largest employer of Guard and Reserve troops.
We are looking at a range of things that we can try to do to provide support for the employees and the families. It would be something we'd have to work out with unions and with the legislature and so on, but it's something I think the state should certainly that we are looking at.
On another matter, Doyle says there is concern whether the federal government will provide states adequate Homeland Security money. He adds, however, Wisconsin will do what it must to protect itself first and work to get reimbursed later. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.